That was a shoot.
Yeah, that's full blown shoot.
Since you want to shoot, cowboy.
And now, the Real Shoot Wrestling Podcast.
Real Shoot Wrestling episode 25.
Yeah.
Wow.
25.
It's been like since October since we've
WrestleMania 25. That was like the last good solid Mania.
No, that was terrible Mania.
25?
Yeah, I hated that Mania
with like Jericho versus the three.
Yeah, that was like the best match of the night. You had Triple H
the ladder match
versus
sweet.
Randy Orton, Taker and Shawn was good. That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wrong. My bad.
You probably won't hear that very much more on this podcast. So, yeah. We've got...
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Since it's been like you and me, just talking.
Yeah. We've got a lot of stuff coming up. We've had a lot of stuff to talk about since last time.
A bunch.
Yeah.
I mean... There's been Dusty Tag Team Tournaments. There's been the UK Tournament. There's been Wrestle Kingdom. There's been WCPW event. There's been, you know, they've announced the UK Tournament and had the UK Tournament since the last time we've had a show.
And the Royal Rumble's right around the corner.
Yeah.
So... We've got a lot to catch up on. So, like, I was thinking about, how do we sum up the last few months that we've missed?
I don't know. It's like, I've been so excited, yet so let down at the same time.
Let's go through, like, all the champions right now in the WWE.
The past couple months in WWE has honestly been like the first time you had sex. It was like it's awesome at first because it's going on and it's happening, and then when you watch the results, it's like, oh, and like afterwards it was like, oh, it was only 20 seconds long and it wasn't that good. It's like they have great matches or great stories or great build-ups, and then their endings to matches, their ending result of storylines, all of it's just poopy doop.
Kind of like Goldberg and Brock?
Literally, that's the best way to describe the past couple months of WWE is a minute and 20-something Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar.
Okay, so let's go down the line of champions in the WWE and see how you think how they've been booked and what they're at now. And we could start out with the Universal Champ, Kevin Owens.
Yeah. What about, I mean...
Well, how do you think he's been... And
I don't think he's been... I mean, obviously, like I just said, nothing that they're doing has been booked right or good.
Yeah.
I
guess you could throw in the United States Champion with that. Chris Jericho.
Are you going to give...
Because they're both the same.
Shared momentum there?
Yes.
It's cool. I mean, let's just be honest. That's Chris Jericho's title, and it's good to see Chris Jericho get that.
Yeah.
You know, after all this time. I think it'd also be a really cool reason for them to bring in a new U.S. title now, since their titles don't
Especially
look...
since he's not American.
Yeah, well, first of all, that, and second of all... That's the only... Like, don't get me wrong, the main titles and women's titles could still be looked at as like a toy, but, you know, it's nothing compared to what the spinner used to be, and the U.S. title is still the title that looks like a toy. So,
yeah.
You know, I... What would be really cool is... from what I've seen, is if they actually did that thing where they made the U.S. title look like the Intercontinental. And it would especially be really good right now because of Jericho holding it, being the leading, the leader of the most Intercontinental title reigns, and things like that.
So, I think this whole thing has just been a slow build to their inevitable Mania match.
Which I think is shit, and I hope is not really? Actually happening. Yeah, I don't want to see that match.
Why?
Why do I care to see that match at this point? Because it's going to be Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho for what, the U.S. title?
Why not?
Why?
Because they've never... Have they ever worked a match together?
I don't know. I understand that concept. And don't get me wrong, the match will be good, and I will like to watch it. But I just want to... Both of them, I'd want to see in... If not one of them, both of them in a more high-profile match.
I guess, but my...
I know what they're doing.
The reason why I'm glad it's happening is because if that wasn't happening, you know, they both would probably get thrown in some kind of 8-man ladder match, and I would rather them do that than.
Okay, I will agree there. I'd rather see KO versus Jericho in a 1-on-1 match than see, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong. The ladder match last year was good.
It was good, but I'd rather see a 1-on-1 match.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. All right, so that's the Universal and the U.S. champ. How about the Raw Women's champ, Charlotte? And how that title's been booked?
I love Charlotte. I mean, me personally, I hate her. I hate the way she does promos, though.
Not like her.
Huh? I used to not like her, but she... I didn't like the way she looked. I didn't have a problem with the way she worked.
Okay.
I
still don't like how she comes in the ring, but...
Just because she looked weird. Yeah. But what I hate now is the fact that, like, she's cutting promos, but she's just being hurtful. Like she's just like a grade school kid. It's not like an actual, like, here's a promo, you know, you're good, but I'm better kind of thing. It's just like, oh, well, you know, I was born into this, and that's what happened, and you do stupid things, and I'm perfect. It's kind of childish the way her promo work is, to me, but it's doing the job, I guess, and people are hating her, but I personally don't like the way the title has went back and forth, but at the same time, you could take that concept of anything can happen, you know, I don't care about the flip-flopping, but every time it's happened, it's been way too predictable.
Right. Like, how would you compare that with the SmackDown women's title picture?
Honestly, it's about as bad.
Like, you think anymore. So?
SmackDown, I think, is starting to get bad. Last night was god-awful.
You think so?
Yes, that was horrible.
I loved it.
Wait for the story to unfold, but that was just dumb to premiere her like that. And I just... that match was so good. Why did you mess it up with a weird ending
I thought it was a perfect way to bring her in.
But why? Why? Why now?
Why not?
No, but why now? But see, that's not a good enough answer for me.
Well,
when are you going to do this? Why not? Things should make sense. Bringing Mickie James back under a hood in a situation like that. Like, yay, you get to tell me the story of why you did this next week.
Right.
But at the same time, it's like, it just...
I think it just adds more depth to that roster, which is something that...
Yes, I'm not saying it's not good for the division and for the roster. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I just would have expected a little bit more from a Mickey James return kind of thing.
Since we're on SmackDown again, we'll just hop over the IC title, and it's Dean Ambrose, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that situation was booked awesome.
Yeah.
I was invested in it. I'm still invested in it. It's gotten to the point with me to where now just Miz is just crying with his promos.
Because
it's the same promo every time. Like, it was awesome when the first one happened.
Oh, you mean on Talking Smack?
Yeah, but okay. Like, when it's the same one every time, like, I'm the best. I'm in day in and day out. Well, there's a lot of people in that company that's in there day in and day out doing the best. He's not the best. He's not the best on the mic because nobody else has given a mic. I've gotten 3 and 4 promos from him that are good, but when Dolph is given a mic, he can do the same thing. Corbin's getting awesome on the mic.
I think SmackDown is good for that because they've given more
opportunities. SmackDown is better than Raw, and SmackDown is good. But one wrong move and it's right back to it being Raw. Like it's like to that point. It's like they're starting to let it go.
Well, I think I don't know about that because that show is even like less likely to have like the part timers come in, and even though it's kind of happening with John Cena, but.
Well, I mean, how long do you plan on Mickey James hanging out?
I don't know.
I mean, that's what it's going to be.
We've not really ever had that with the
SmackDown.
Women.
SmackDown's going to be way more part time than anything else, but it doesn't matter if someone is part time. I think everyone should be part time. Unless you're really building a long story, which they never do anymore, unless it's John Cena versus The Rock for a year, tell us they're never going to do it again, and then they do it the exact next year. But everybody should be coming in and out. It gets people less hurt, and you get to have more variety that way. I'm not saying like new champion every 6 months. Like champions are cool to build. That's what you should do. But worrying about if Sami Zayn's going to be on TV this week. Like, don't you think Sami Zayn would have been way better off if he would have taken some time off to then now come back?
Neville did.
Huh? Yeah, like Neville did. See what Neville did? Like, that was good. And it's doing great for his career. But that was a situation where somebody just got hurt. Another situation
where somebody
got hurt while they were out, something happened, he was able to play off of it. It worked in his favor now, and it's working in the long run because it's a rightful story. I mean, that's a legit story. Everybody, where's Neville? Why isn't Neville in this? For me, there's a lot of just like, why would you do this? Like, Neville not being in the UK, Neville not being on Cruiserweight, Gentleman Jack not being in the UK. Like, some stuff, they just makes zero sense. Like, back in the day, if they would have did that tournament, Dynamite Kid would have been in it, British Bulldog would have been in it. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't know sometimes. Where they're going with that exactly. Yeah, I definitely like how the IC title has been booked over the last year, pretty much. I mean, ever since Zack Ryder's won it, it's been a pretty good title.
Yeah, I mean, he had it for a night, but then, they switched over, Maurice came and did the thing, and they had a good story there. They've continuously had a good story with that title.
And, of course, AJ Styles is the WWE title champion.
Would you have thought that?
No, a year ago, no. I mean, this would be like the eve of him debuting this time last year. If someone would have told you he'd be the champion going into the Royal Rumble this year, that would be pretty insane.
I can't say I'm surprised by it, but at the same time, wow,
because Vince didn't even believe in him until
they saw what he could do with Roman,
right?
And they saw what the crowd wants out of him,
right?
Did they book AJ right? Yeah. Had they booked Luke and Carl right? No.
No.
So it's a situation to where, congratulations, you brought him in. But you've only used 50% of them correctly.
I not getting too far away, but I think I think that whole situation has a lot to do with Finn Balor getting hurt.
I brought that up a long time ago. I remember that. We don't know what was going to happen, because who knows what they were going to do about them getting the belts
Finn really getting the belt at the same time. Yeah.
I think it really messed with it, and, they've kind of lacklustered them all the way up until now, and then, hopefully on a Finn return, that type of situation comes together.
Like, just this is an example. Like, as far as Raw's concerned, it's really hard for me to get through that anymore. Just because... But like, here's an example why. Because, so, the club are booked as heels, or they're supposed to be heels, and then on Monday night, they have them pretty much knocking the ref out and getting over on Sheamus and Cesaro, and pretty much turning the crowd to root for the club to win the titles while they're heels.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me either, but
that happens a lot.
The fact that you're going to have the good guys punch the ref and you're going to screw the bad guys, what sense does that make?
No, it makes none.
Zero. Yeah, the tag belts on Raw, like, I could... It got to the point where, like, do I like New Day? Yeah, but...
They need to do something else with that, yeah.
And I have the most... The best, and you could, and you gotta do it soon.
Okay.
And build it up.
What's that?
But if you did it, it would work. You gotta break them up.
I don't think so.
Yes. You gotta break them up and two of them stay together.
Okay.
I mean, you could even, to turn them back heel, you could have them kick one out, bring in Titus, they're now heel, and then you have one go away. That one, Kofi Kingston. Kofi Kingston goes away. Or Big E. Either one. You bring in Titus, you get rid of your other big guy. You know? Okay. You go this long, they're now heels. People hate them because they turned on them. They turned on whoever. Wait this long. Just let them be heels. Just, you know, let them be annoying. Let them, you know, if people like it, so what? Just keep doing it. It'll get to the point to where people hate it again. That's how the WWE fan is now. Next year at the Rumble, whoever you kicked out, boom, they come back, they win it. Boom, you send your first, whichever one it was, either Big E or Kofi, send them to the main event at Mania, and you have your first black World Heavyweight Champion.
I would, and this is part of me that...
Because people still love them. So if you break off while they're loved, whoever they beat up on is going to, no matter what, be loved when he comes back.
Part of me that likes to be miserable occasionally wants them to recruit Nia Jax to be with them, just because.
Why?
Just because it would be... I mean, you don't have any intergender stables. When's the last one that you
had?
Yeah,
but why would you not have Sasha Banks? They've already messed with Sasha Banks.
Well, if you want to turn him heel, if you want to turn him heel, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And she can attack Sasha Banks, and that would get heat on the whole group. That's just fantasy booking, though. So,
well, I just went fantasy to the degree
you
of
did.
Naming your first.
Okay, so Cesaro and
Sheamus—they're
the tag champs of Raw. That was just kind of put awful together, and they messed that all up. I mean, I like the way that they work together. I mean, I really do, but the way that they've booked it has just been convoluted. The way they did the Best of Seven series, and
I just.
And the way they
I'm sorry, but you just can't do the here's Trippin' Stone Cold, here's The Rock and Mankind, here's
of all people to get over on the New Day. I just didn't understand that.
Yeah,
you could have built a tag team up to do that.
Exactly. There's no reason to not build these people.
And then
as tag teams,
you've got American Alpha on SmackDown. It wasn't even on the show last night, were they?
No.
Which I like them a lot. It's just,
well, no. Who did they have a tag match?
They had the Wyatts and, was it the Wyatts and, I don't know. Either way, it's to me. I don't know if they're waiting on Kurt Angle to come in for them to push him really hard or what, but...
I mean, the American Alpha's got the belts. I mean, how much more could you push them?
I know, but I don't know.
I mean, I'm the kind of person... I mean, it's a tag belt. I don't feel the need to have a tag belt on TV every week.
I agree with that.
So
I do.
But I mean, you gotta have representation of some type of championship, like big on each week. So I feel like they had that. You know, they had Dean in the main event, right? Wasn't it Dean?
Last night they had the cage match.
Oh yeah, they had a women's yeah. match and a women's title match and a cage match. So, you know, you're good there. That's the thing. You every one of your champions needs to be able to main event a show now.
Yeah, I like that too. I mean, I don't think you have to main event with the main champ every week.
Yeah, you don't, and you shouldn't.
And SmackDown's done a good job of doing that too.
I mean, back in the day, you didn't have to literally main event match with your champion every time. I mean, Arn Anderson.
Yeah.
TV titled main evented a lot. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. It's the way of. You know, you still make your world champion big because you don't get to see it that much. But, you know, the TV, you know, a TV title, or as what will be here is a U.S. title or an IC title, it gets to be a big deal because you do see it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's kind of depending on the title, is depending on how you push it and work it kind of thing.
And then you've got the Cruiser Champion. And the entire, I mean, what do you think of the whole state of that division?
Honestly, it's the best show WWE is putting out right now.
Yeah.
There is three stories, only one champion. Let's look at, I mean, NXT's good. Don't get me wrong, I'm not taking away from NXT. But it's just like 205's live. So
yeah.
So no matter what, to me, it's going to be a better show than even NXT because it's legit reaction. It's legit, like, happening. And plus, it's, I don't know what's going to happen because I'm watching it live. You know, NXT needs to go live, and it needs to go live like yesterday. Because, you know, you got Cassius Ohno coming in. You got WWE social media, their Facebook, everything, telling everybody they're coming in. Why the fuck you want to watch the show then?
Yeah, I
you know,
I don't know if that's a money thing to where they can only do so many, just kind of like they can only afford to do the way that they've been doing for now. I don't know why that is.
Oh, they're saving a crap load of money.
Yeah,
doing that NXT
and it's worked.
Full sale.
It's worked before.
So I don't know why. I don't know why they're not doing it live.
I'm not sure. Do you like the placement of that show? Do you wish... Like, for me, I wish it was on before SmackDown.
Oh, for me? I wish it was on live after NXT on Wednesdays.
Oh, okay.
Think about it. Think about how much better that show would be. NXT
doesn't... You wanted that Full Sale?
NXT does... Yeah.
Okay.
NXT doesn't need a middleweight... need a mid-card title either. It should be the Cruiserweight title. 205 don't need their own show, and they especially don't need their own show in front of that crowd.
I think the crowds have been all right, though. I think they're getting better.
Yeah, and they're totally getting behind people, and yes, it works, but it could be better.
Sure.
Before, it's like their ideas are good, but usually they don't do steps, or they just skip steps. Like, there's no way the people... At 205, with the way people talk about them, you should be putting them in front of a SmackDown Live crowd after your SmackDown Live main event. Or your SmackDown Live dark match.
I think a lot of it has to do with people just... I mean, honestly, not everybody that watches SmackDown watch the Cruiserweight Classic and they're familiar with all those people, so I think it's taken a while. And I think 205 Live has helped them develop that better, where Raw was just they were throwing them out there for 2 minutes a night.
Yeah, and it was always like 4-on-4.
Yeah,
and a cluster of flippy, you know,
flippy fest.
Yeah, flippy fest, and it's just like, don't get me wrong, you know, there's people that do that and do it very well.
Yeah,
but
they're given time though.
But oh my god, when you have a 6-man tag or a 8-man tag, and literally 7 of them do flips in a row. I can see where people would get upset with it.
Yeah.
Do I personally like it? Yeah, when done right. And with and
yeah,
with
but
the,
you
and
have to
the
give them
people.
More than 2 minutes.
Exactly. You
on
don't,
a 3-hour show.
Yeah, exactly. You don't get You don't give eight men 2 minutes, which leads to a lockup, which leads to somebody cheating, an all-out brawl happens, eight people's in the match, then they do all their flips, then two of them get back in the ring, one hits a finisher, and the match is over. That's literally what I've that's literally what I saw for 2 months out of Raw Cruiserweight division. Until 205 came along. But me personally, 205 Live should be after NXT on Wednesdays, and both of them should be live.
So with the Rumble on the horizon, this has been like one of the first years I can remember in a while that I don't really know who's going to win.
Like, yeah, I'm kind of with you, but at the same time, everything's just pointing to one person.
Who?
Taker.
You think so?
Yeah.
Who would he face? Cena?
Yeah.
See, I that's where I was kind of leaning before, but I mean, it's gonna be weird because you've got Taker, you got Goldberg, Lesnar, all in the
Goldberg
Rumble.
Goldberg makes zero sense.
Right, but I mean, he's
Lesnar makes
regardless.
Zero
they're
sense.
In the match.
Oh yeah, they're in the match.
Just trying to make sense of it. And then you know you've got.
Oh no, they're going big for this man for this Rumble.
They have to. They have to sell out the Alamo Dome.
They're going nuts.
So you think Taker's going to win it?
I mean, that seems like the most sensible thing to do because it feels like they're pushing real hard for it. I mean, but plus, do you see Taker taking an over the top spot like that?
That's true.
Like I feel like something's gonna happen. And if he loses, he'll just like step over the rope and step down.
Like Kane did. Yeah.
No. But
I kind of want to see the Big Show. I mean, I've never said that before, but I'm interested in seeing the Big Show just come out because
I don't think that's gonna happen. I think they're saving Show for whatever.
You don't think he'll be in the Rumble?
I don't think.
He's posting all
and
these.
If he does, he better not wear that goddamn singlet anymore with how the way he looks.
Oh my goodness.
Jesus.
I might rip that thing to shreds.
I want to see the Big Show in some trunks. I mean, he's been in trunks before.
Yeah.
When he was like 23.
Yeah.
And was drop kicking people.
He must be a part timer now because there's no way that they're testing him right now.
No way. I mean, honestly though, I mean, he's at the point he's at. He probably just came in and was like, "Hey, Trip,
it's my last WrestleMania.
I'm gonna need 9 months off.
Yeah,
you know that RVD contract. You're on for 9 months. You're off for 9 months. That way you don't get tested.
Yeah.
Every time a testing cycle comes along, RVD's done. He heads out.
Yeah, I am probably. I hate to say it, but I think. You might be right about The Undertaker winning it because I don't know. I really don't know who else would win it.
They talked it up a whole lot. I read a lot of stuff that they were pushing Sammy.
Why?
For a surprise, to make him a big deal. To put him in the. Supposedly, to put him in the main event, it would be Sammy, Finn, and Owens for the title.
I mean, there's another guy that you said, Finn. I mean, that's a possibility coming in.
But I've seen things where they said Finn's not going to be in it. So don't.
And then there's, I mean, I've heard, you know, we kind of expect Samoa Joe to come in sooner or later. So that's kind of everything going on with the WWE. You've been taking some trips to Ring of Honor, and their 15th anniversary show is coming up soon, isn't it?
Oh yeah. I forgot. I didn't even mention that. I went to Final Battle and was front row this year.
Stirring the shit.
Caught my. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Caught myself in like every video kind of thing.
Yeah.
But holy shit, man! We were making fun of TK Riley and Vinny and. Well, what was funny though is Taven. You know how they did that corner spot where they drop kick?
Yeah.
Taven was standing right beside me before he did it, and he went, "Dunna, dunna," and then did it.
That's great.
I'm sure that's something that wasn't caught because I haven't been able to catch the whole show, like, you know, watching it wise, compared to being there was. So I don't know if you caught it, but for the things that I've seen that was shown compared to being there, nothing's like being in the actual Hammerstein Ballroom.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing.
I remember texting you that night when Cody turned, just like I was flipping out, and you guys were obviously flipping out.
Yeah, we were like, I still remember Logan beside me going, "What the fuck, Cody? What the fuck?" Like yelling at him, and I would just, to be honest, man, I was on I don't know which Jack and Coke by that time, So I was just enjoying the shit out of it and watching it happen. Like he was doing the jerk off motion.
Yeah.
He was, man, that crowd.
They turned on him.
That crowd turned and turned.
I didn't think
quick.
That was going to happen.
Like quick. He legit flung the table over, had Bobby's phone on it and shit.
Yeah.
You heard Bobby going, "God damn, Cody." Like he went to go get his phone. Oh man, it was some funny stuff.
So what else?
And then we went to ROH TV.
Yeah.
In Philly on that Sunday, and did the Carino Cody match happen yet on TV?
I don't think it's happened yet. I know they did a promo, but I don't know if it's been on TV.
I'm not exactly sure, but to say that I was at Carino's last ROH match,
yeah,
and it was with Cody Rhodes, and I got to watch it live, is a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if they doctored it up or what, but they didn't seem to get that loud when Matt Hardy came on.
Really?
Like I said, maybe I was just kind of like out of it, but and people, of course, like flipped out
and
cheered.
This is the final battle, right?
Yeah, but at final battle, like they didn't seem too. Wow, you know, over the fact that it was Hardy, but the Philly crowd got way into it when the fucking what do they call that drone flew in.
Oh,
which that about went disastrous before it even started.
I didn't even see that.
The Bucks were cutting a promo on the Hardys,
right?
And they had a drone come from the entrance. And into the ring, and it almost didn't make it out of the entrance.
Those things
way.
Don't
like,
last too
like,
long.
Through the curtains. Like it didn't. Like it was like you heard kung 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 kung. Like it landed like four times and broke, and then like all of a sudden you heard, and it like kind of came in like floating right over our heads, and then the Young Bucks super kicked it. I was like, oh my god.
Speaking of the Young Bucks and Cody Rhodes and all of the Bullet Club, they kind of seem to be written off New Japan for the time being. They all lost.
They did.
I'm talking
but,
about.
But Cody literally. But Cody won and literally.
Right, he was the only one that won.
Was,
right?
No, Cole won.
Oh, that's right.
But I don't. Wait, is that considered a Bullet Club type situation?
I would think so.
Yeah, they won, but they lost all their gold or didn't win the gold that they had that they wanted to win, kind of thing. Yeah, and it's mainly because they brought in that other, you know, group.
Yeah.
New Japan seems to be very like group oriented.
Right,
you have LGP. I think that's what it is. You have Chaos, you have Bullet Club, and then you have what's the new one when he came in? I forget what they're called exactly.
Whatever NATO's in.
No, that's the LJP.
Okay. I know what you're talking about, but yeah.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like they're from they were in Pro Wrestling Noah.
Yeah.
And they came over. But yeah, that seems to be the big one. You know, honestly, to me, the Bullet Club's kind of fizzled. You know? When you want to do that, when you do what they did, you kind of fizzle it out. Now, I've thought about it, and if you'd want to make the Bullet Club huge again, and if he would stop bitching and you and he could and he would go back to wrestling instead of being a douchebag, CM Punk would be amazing as the new Bullet Club leader in New Japan. But, you know, somebody that wanted to wrestle so bad but doesn't wrestle now in a new company, so...
But he's still cool with selling his wrestling shirts on online.
Oh, he's totally
making
cool.
Making money
he's,
off of it.
He's what do you expect him to do, not make money?
Well, I'm just saying he's a little hypocritical of him.
He's a hip-hop a hypocrite.
Yeah, so speaking of Wrestle Kingdom, we should not just leave that topic without talking about the Okada and Omega match that stirred the internet world.
It should have.
Well, I know it should have.
I have not felt that emotionally into a good match in a good way. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. Now, did I get emotional over the Brock Lesnar Goldberg match? Yes.
In a bad way.
But it was in a bad way.
Yeah.
but like, emotionally drained after watching that match.
Yeah. I mean, it also had probably something to do with the show being 6 hours long, but...
But did it... But honestly...
But it didn't
being
feel like that.
Exactly. A WWE six-hour show feels like 12 hours.
Draining.
New Japan rocks a six-hour show and literally felt like I hung out for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I stayed up for that, too. Like, it was literally...
I was texting you throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
I fell asleep
after. Me and Logan were here watching it. And literally, like, as Okada and Omega started, I was, like, starting to drift off. And Logan goes, well, you can't drift off now, man. And, like, I sat up and, like, boom, I started to watch it. And that match literally took me out of being tired.
Yeah.
Like, sleepy. Like, I was like, holy crap. Like, I was falling asleep.
I made myself get in the shower before the Tanahashi and Naito match.
Well,
just so I could stay awake.
I'm sorry, but I thought that match was absolutely
that was really good
as well. And it's like it's almost like you literally had three match of the years on the same card easily and in a row. And it was just like, well, shit. it's like Naito and him, like, their match was absolutely incredible and was match of the night. And then it was like, and it was just like...
You must forget about it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, it's almost like, you know, they probably went back to him like, yo, beat that kind of thing. And then, sure enough, they fucking did.
Yeah.
And it's just like, man, if WWE strived to be the same way in that type of format, like, WWE would be so much better. There's no reason... Like, there's no reason they can't be putting out a better product. I'm not saying that, you know, them putting out a better product is automatically going to get viewers, because it's not. Because wrestling fans now are the worst.
Yeah, I mean, you saw that with the UK tournament.
Either you're diehard and the casuals make fun of you because you're a diehard, or the WWE fans make fun of you because you're an internet fan, you know. You get the, oh no, not this guy again. Everything he says, WWE sucks, and New Japan's better, this company's better, and blah, 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 this. And then you got, you know, the same people going, oh, WWE doing the same crap again. Like, it's so aggravating.
Yeah, it is. The internet's just fun anyway. So
yeah, the internet itself is an awesome thing.
Kenny Omega, what do you think's going to happen with him?
A lot of people think he's just holding out for New Japan to give him a contract, like a legit contract. But what sucks is that's not going to be able to last long.
No.
You're not going to be able to do that.
Especially the
rate
he's going. I mean, he's putting everything on the line. I thought he broke his neck on that table spot, to be honest. Because the table just didn't break right where he landed.
Oh. I thought he might have hurt himself, but I didn't think he broke his neck. That's just me, though. Maybe it's because I've went through a table and kind of know how that table automatically forces your... Well, the metal is metal. It doesn't matter if it's Japan or not. But that part of the table, when you hit it, if you hit it that direction, it automatically sends your body forward. And I think it hit lower on the neck, like upper back, than it did that. So it jerked his whole body forward. I don't think it hit his head and jerked his head forward. So that's why I think it was looked awesome, looked gruesome, but yeah.
So do you want to talk a little bit about what's been going on the wrestling page on Facebook since our last show, for those of you out there that might not know?
What exactly? I mean, like the
there's an entire creation that you've have made online.
On Real Shoot Wrestling, the page on Facebook, the new game that came out, WWE 2K17. I know a lot of people that like the game. I know a lot of people that has made themselves. I know a lot of people that just like to have fun with wrestling, you know? So, me and a couple people started making ourselves on the game and having matches and showing it on there. And then... my idea I've always wanted to do, and some other people were involved, goes, well, let's have a digital fed kind of thing on TV, and we'll simulate the matches and we'll hang out and have fun and talk about wrestling and just have a good time with wrestling. And that's pretty much what we did. So I think it's up to the point to where we got like 40 actual people in the fed doing things with a gimmick that they like, or you know, I use the logo. You can do so much on these games now. It's absolutely insane. So we've done that. It's called RSW. We have a show on Wednesday nights called RSW Revolt. Thursday night RSW Live, and then every month we'll have one pay per view for it. Like we just had the Crown Royal Rumble. Which you made your debut.
Yes.
and we have like over 1,000 views on the video and a bunch of comments, you know. And you know, if people look at it as dumb, then that's fine. Because
just for fun.
Because I know that there's people that think Kenny Omega versus a 9-year-old girl is dumb. And that like negates the fact, like the fact that he did that negates the fact that he had an amazing match at Wrestle Kingdom. Like it doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense to
right.
me. You know, when the same person goes, well, you know, something stupid about WWE, and I'm just like, well, they were, you know, you've said it before. It was like, how do you expect to take certain people serious? Like the best way to do it is when they brought in Tensai. Like first that was Paul. That was Prince Albert. Yeah. That was the hairy-chested, pierced fuck.
Yes.
That's how everybody saw it. That's how everybody remembered it. Everybody knew that. But then you bring him in as this like Japanese guy.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, his name's Sweet Tea. Like...
Yeah. There's a Bray Wyatt way to do it, and then there's the Tensai way to
yeah.
do it.
Yeah. You know, but this is... But nobody said anything about that, but God forbid, you know... People give credit to Kenny Omega for having a great match because he wrestled a blow-up doll and a 9-year-old girl. But yeah, this is literally just to have some wrestling fun. The guys on the page promo with each other. You know, and it's also a way to release, I guess, for some because, you know, they do the promos and they do whatever they want to say. And you know, nobody gets butthurt over it. They understand what it is. So, you know, it's no big deal. But yeah, if you want to be a part of it, I'm on PlayStation. Tim_heel84. Make friends with me. Let me know about your character. You can hit us up on Twitter RSW Live. You can hit us up on Facebook Real Shoot Wrestling. Instagram is RSW Live. We're on YouTube for Real Shoot Wrestling. We're on Twitch, which our shows are going to be going there soon. We got a Snapchat.
Like, I didn't even know that.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're pretty social media Well, you got a house and you did all the real life stuff for a while.
I'm gonna have to add you guys.
Huh?
What's the Snapchat?
I don't know. I think one of them, BJ, one of the admins on our page, and one of the guys that helped with Real Shoot Wrestling, has that information.
All right.
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that.
Just go to the Real Shoot Wrestling Facebook page, and we'll post it on there.
Yeah. Just go to the page or hit us up on Twitter. That's the best way to go, and we can go from there.
And guys, check out the page. I mean, with the Royal Rumble coming up, there's anybody that's local to this area. There's going to be parties. There's going to be
West Virginia. We know there's going to be parties. We have some members from the UK. We know that they like to get involved with the Rumble, and they especially like to get involved because I'm not going to get off this podcast without talking about the UK and the tournament and everything that's going on with that situation. Because there are a bunch of whiny ass UK fans that you can't explain a goddamn thing to. Like, that's fine if you don't agree with me, but goddamn it, understand when I'm trying to make a point. And they just ignore you, and they don't want to hear it, yet they want to keep continuously talking, and it makes zero sense. Here's my situation. Vince McMahon and WWE coming to the UK to do a tournament, in the long term of things, is not a good thing for any company. Any company that WWE comes into is not good for that company. Like, if I go and put a McDonald's across the street from your Burger King, that's not going to be good for Burger King. It's not going to bring more people into area to decide what kind of hamburger they want.
Yeah.
You know? And people that's like, oh, well, they're helping, you know, ICW and Progress and this, that, and the other. Yeah, of course, because they don't have their show ready yet. They don't know how they're going to go about it. But they have a UK champion, so of course they need companies to defend that title on.
It's kind of like the best way that I would compare it to.
It's like the territories from back in the day, and guess what? Guess what happened to those territories?
Yeah.
They got annihilated. Either you jumped on ship, or you got ran over. And that's what happened. And UK people don't seem to understand this or think about it because they didn't witness it. They weren't a part of it.
Right. Well, it's.
I mean, they signed a 2-year deal with they're signing. They're going to try to sign a 2-year deal with Progress. They're going to try to sign deals with ICW to have the title on there. Yeah, for a short term type deal, because anybody that works together or does the same thing will have working relationships at times. But guess what? Who's had a working relationship and have never had a problem? Never had a downfall.
Especially in wrestling.
Everybody's got a big head in wrestling. You don't think there's going to be a point somewhere where Ding Dong from ICW is going to get all mad and think that things should be booked a certain way for him and his guys and it's not going to happen, and then boom, it goes to hell?
You Progress. Guys have to understand, these guys voted on Brexit and they're just not always the brightest people in the world.
What the hell is Brexit? What is this
Brexit? That's where they left the European Union last summer.
I keep hearing about this, and I'm sorry. I don't intertwine.
That's why we're friends.
I don't intertwine.
I educate you on this.
And that's fine, and I'm sorry that I'm living under a rock when it comes to those things. But
it's quite easy to with if the it's not election that we've had.
Yeah, like just to keep the news off the TV, just to not hear things about the election. I'm still not to the point to where I feel comfortable turning on the news and not having to hear something about Donald Trump.
Well,
but
don't get used. Yeah,
but
that's not going to change.
Yeah, but so I don't want it to happen. Like, people, they don't understand that either. It's like, oh, this guy thinks he knows what he's talking about. Blah blah blah. No, I don't want it to happen. But it's an opinion because I've seen what has happened. It may not happen. I don't want it to happen. I'd rather it not. And in fact, I'd rather them, the WWE, get the hell out of the UK because of the pure fact that nobody goes somewhere and expands to make friends. No, they're not going to the UK to be buddy-buddy and to pop the UK scene. They don't care.
It's a lot like when the WWE did the ECW shows. I mean, they didn't just do that.
Oh, but exactly. But supposedly, Paul Heyman's just a bad businessman that had nothing to do with the WWE.
Yeah,
because but see, people say that. Well, what about the time they brought the New Midnight Express on to face the Rock and Roll Express on a pay per view for WWE for the NWA tag team titles,
right?
And it was god awful. The match was god awful, and it shouldn't have been at all, because it was Ricky Morton and Robert versus Hardcore Holly and Bart Gunn.
Yeah,
there's no reason that should have been a bad match, but it was awful. Jim Cornette was awful, and it was done on purpose. Like it's literally like to kill the NWA. And people go, "Well, the NWA is still around." Yeah, but is the NWA what it was? No. And it hasn't been, and it won't be ever again, because nobody cares because of what WWE did. And it's just, like I said, I love Progress. I love ICW. I love all those companies over there. WCPW, I love them all. But if you think that there isn't some ending goal that WWE wants to be the biggest in the UK, you're dumb.
Yeah. So, do you think there is any chance that Donald Trump will be at WrestleMania?
I would hope that not this year.
You never know.
I would hope.
Do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
I mean, did you see about the big 10-day, one title, 64...
All the women's tournament?
No, individuals for WCPW's,
New
World... Not new, but this World tournament thing they're doing? Have you saw this?
I saw a little bit about it.
I don't see how this is even possible.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of... How are you going to get 64 people... People going to be interested and also not have any WWE guys?
I don't know. And how are they going to pay all those guys, too?
No idea. But, I mean, at the same time, that kind of thing falls back on the... Me thinking that... I mean... To have a UK tournament, talk about stuff in the UK, and not mention WCPW at all when they're one of the fastest rising companies in the UK is crazy to me. So then it leads me to believe that they're not mentioning WCPW because they're not needing to, because they're WWE's UK farm league, you know? So yeah. it doesn't personally need to mention them. So it falls back to that type of... It falls back on that situation. So I just... 64 people and into them be involved in major companies, because you know people are going to be from Progress, people are going to be from ICW, people are going to be from ROH, people are going to be from... Yeah, you can't say they're from Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, because nobody's really from PWG,
right?
You know, PWG is the monthly show that they put on cool,
yeah,
good shows.
It's kind of like Evolve.
Yeah. So, well, there's Evolve contracts. There's people that's just like Evolve. You know what I mean?
Right. People come and go out of there.
So there's that.
Do you have a? Do you have a wrestler of the week, match of the week?
Wrestler of the week, match of the week. I mean, my wrestler of the week, I'd have to go with Bate.
Yeah.
From the UK tournament.
Yeah, that was sweet.
I'm a huge fan of Mustache Mountain. I'm a huge fan of Ryan Dunn. Dunn, I'm a huge fan of Joseph Connors. Looked really good this weekend. I'm not so much into the whole like Wolfgang guy.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not into what's his name. It's like, can you tell us some of the stuff you've seen? No, I can't talk about it. Like, whatever, dude. Get out of here. But yeah, I would say wrestler of the week would have to be you know, Tyler Bate, you know, just on that performance. I wanted Seven.
Right.
I wanted Seven bad. Also, a premiering Tommy End at the UK tournament was one of the stupidest things.
You didn't like that?
That was stupid.
I loved it.
Why?
I thought, I mean, you're not going to get a better reaction. I mean, they knew who that was.
Of course they did.
Full Sail crowd might not know who that was.
Full Sail crowd's totally going to know who that is. They knew who Finn was. They knew who Hideo Itami was.
Yeah, but they announced those signings beforehand too. They didn't announce Tommy End.
Yeah, they did. When did they not?
Not so much. I mean, that
they announced they got Nixon, Tommy End, and Big Damo.
Okay, well, I must have missed that.
they made that very clear. I saw things even a month and a half after they signed saying, check out the new signees. So it's kind of like... and plus, why you make a huge announcement changing his name a week before you have him premiere in the UK tournament is absolutely horrendous when you have him come in as Tommy End.
I didn't get that.
There's no reason they should have premiered him there as Tommy End when you just changed his name to Aleister Black, and there's no reason it shouldn't have been. To continue what they are doing on 205 Live with Neville, there's zero reason that should not have been Jack Gallagher.
Speaking of Jack Gallagher, that's actually my wrestler of the week. With his match yesterday against Daivari, I thought that
Don't you even talk about a chicken wing with an umbrella.
I mean, that was so original, right?
Yeah, do not, because that is, I don't care what anybody says, Omega, because I'm going to be honest, Omega's done great in one place.
Right.
That can be easy to do by certain people, you know, but Marty's been doing it all over.
Yeah.
AJ had a great year in one place. Marty's been doing it all over. Marty's been doing it in Progress. He's been the Progress champion. Marty's been doing it in Rev Pro. Marty's been doing it in WCPW. Marty's been doing it in ROH as their TV champion. Marty's been doing it everywhere he goes. So to me, wrestler of the year goes to Marty.
Okay.
That's me for that fact, because like I said, Styles. I mean, you can also argue the fact that Cody Rhodes could be Wrestler of the Year, because no one's done what Cody's done.
Right, yeah. He's had a great year. I would still give AJ Styles the edge, though.
Why, though? Just because he's on WWE?
No, I mean, he won the world title? He started out wrestling at Wrestle Kingdom against Nakamura. I mean...
Well, you could say Cody started out last year at Mania. And ended this year.
Well, I
ended
said that would be a good choice too.
You know, but I mean, because
I'll give Styles the nod though.
It's just after I think about more things, it's hard for me to give that nod now. Like, because like I said, Omega, amazing, incredible. You did it in one place though.
All right. Well, Mr. Tim Cross has a show that he has to get to, so...
Yeah, only starting 9 minutes late, but, you know, so 9 minutes late is better than nothing.
We will catch you next time.
So, have a good, whenever that is.
Yeah.
Whenever that is. So,